All right, so Nick's leaving, Larry. He's taking off.
He is.
So I think the problem was, what's going on? Why are you leaving?
So Nick, how are you?
Who?
It's Charles, right?
Dude, what's on your hand?
Dumplings.
Oh, jeez, man.
Dumplings, lunch dumplings.
So where this is supposed to be an exit interview, so we wanted to come in here in this scenario and talk about your exit.
This is where I air my grievances.
Yeah. Yes, it
this
is.
This is an airing of grievances.
Yeah, it is.
My Channel 9 grievances.
This is let it all out. Festivus.
Excellent. This is Charles. Far too much garlic. You need to tone it down.
Garlic is good for you, man. It's good for your heart. It's good for your blood. Brother.
It is good for you, yeah. It's just not good for your co-workers.
Well, you know, what are you going to do, man?
What are we talking about? Well, I don't know why we're here. What are we here for?
We should probably
this
recap.
Is your exit
Let's recap
interview,
your,
man?
Your people, last few years.
We had one with Tina. We've had one with Rory. We've had one with Scoble. Everybody that's left this team,
okay.
We do exit interviews.
All right. Ask me your questions, Charles Torrey.
But everyone knows Lightbulb, right?
Hello, Lightbulb.
Yeah,
come
Lightbulb.
On. Larry.
It's not about Lightbulb today. It's all about Nick.
So let's ask Nick some questions, Lightbulb.
Well, let's first talk about your personal life. You wouldn't happen to be in an AC/DC tribute band,
would
you?
I would, yes. American Thighs, we are going to take over the world. I don't think many people know a little band from Australia called AC/DC.
I think I've heard of it. Yeah.
What we're trying to do...
They're from England.
Yes, they're partially from Scotland as well. We're taking their songs, which are not really very well known. And we think that they deserve kind of more credit and more
Agreed.
Awareness. So we're kind of playing their songs on their behalf.
Good, good.
And we're going to be huge.
Absolutely.
Massive.
Man.
American Thighs. AmericanThighsSeattle.com is our website.
So
it's currently broken, but you should go there.
Is that why you're leaving the team?
That's exactly why I'm leaving the team.
So you're going to go become a rock
you're
star?
You're going to tour.
Exactly. I'm going to do that. No, I'm joining the Hotmail team.
Wow.
Hotmail.
That's amazing.
Charles, you almost feigned some kind of...
Well, that's cool. You know, what exactly are you going to do there?
I don't really know.
Why would you leave?
Because it's exciting and it's mysterious.
No, but just at a high level, like, is it a marketing job?
It's a marketing job. Yeah, it's a marketing job.
So traditional marketing?
So I'll be in the product marketing group, focusing on Hotmail. I'll be doing some event stuff, some media stuff. I'll be doing some kind of influencer engagement, which is basically people that are, I think, like bloggers and Twitterers and tweeters and Facebook people.
Essentially, you're going to spend a lot of marketing dollars on wining and dining and schmoozing.
That's basically it, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to become a professional party animal. Number one webmail service in the world.
Is that true?
Hotmail, number one.
Excellent.
Worldwide.
Listen, he's going to get into product marketing, Lightbulb. Let's test him.
All right.
Ready?
Okay, go.
So... why would I want to use Hotmail, man?
Because. Next question. Hey, I started Monday.
That's not fair.
I don't know anything yet.
No, but actually, I like Hotmail. I have many Hotmail accounts. It's a great thing.
Excellent.
All right.
I have live accounts, but it's the same thing. So you started on Channel 10 back when it was Channel 10.
And I was just saying at lunchtime that my first interview on Channel 10 was Bill Gates.
Yeah.
I think I got off the plane after flying 73 hours from Australia. And I hadn't showered, and I hadn't slept, and I hadn't eaten. And I think I interviewed Bill Gates in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we wanted you to hit the ground running. So we wanted to set you up for success, and now look.
And I don't think I've ever been...
Now look, you're going to Hotmail.
I don't think I've ever been any more scared in my entire life.
I can imagine.
Than interviewing Bill Gates.
Yeah, you were the second to last to interview Bill Gates before he left.
Yeah,
Charles did the last one.
I did the last one.
You know what's amazing about Bill Gates?
I did the X-Men.
He's so tall. He is a tall... man, like I just hit my microphone, sorry for that peaking.
What did you expect?
I expected a short guy, really like just skinny. But Bill Gates was really tall, and it just shocked me when he kind of came walking in, and I was like, wow, he's taller than me. And I mean, I'm 5'10"?
5'4"?
5'4"? I don't know. 100, I'm 172 centimeters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not in this country, man.
No, not in this country.
I don't know what that works out
so,
to.
Let's talk about that a little bit, I mean, because this isn't Channel 9 exit interview.
Yeah.
When you had to interview Bill,
yep.
You were nervous and scared.
Very nervous.
But what were you most nervous about?
I was most nervous about, because we, you know, when you interview Bill Gates, you don't just get carte blanche access to him. Like, you can't just, it's not just, here's 10 minutes, ask Bill Gates any question you want. We had some prepared questions. I won't say it was a script, but we definitely had pre-prepared questions. The problem is they were very open-ended. The questions were like, so Bill, tell us about, this is your 15th CES, you know, tell us you know, tell us about the last 15 years and the changes and innovation you've seen in technology. Mm-hmm. That's a really open-ended conversation, you know, a starter, I should say.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, okay, I know I can ask this question. What the hell's my follow-up question? Like, what do you ask next, depending on what Bill says? So I had to, you know, really try and pay attention to what he was saying and look for a really good segue to get into the next, sentence and the next question.
You don't want
to
mess that up.
And that was the challenging part. Because it's Bill Gates. But he's so pro, man. I mean, there's no one more pro than he is in that regard. I mean, he just, you can ask him anything you want and he'll just say something fascinating and intelligent, which is really cool.
Cool. All three of us have interviewed Bill.
Yeah. Oh. Where did you interview Bill?
The CES before yours.
Oh, right. And then in Korea. No. Magic Cup?
No.
Did you do a Bill Gates in Magic Cup?
I don't think. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
That was a fun Imagine Cup, though.
That was a blast. We had a good time.
Beautiful country.
We should have filmed
Korea's
some
great.
Of that.
We should have.
The outtakes from that would have been amazing.
Amazing. So you're going to go to the Hotmail team.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the, I think your biggest accomplishment on Channel 9 has been Channel 9 Live. I don't think anyone would argue that.
Sure. Okay.
So the... You know, it's pretty much all you've
ever
done.
I like to think it was the social and, you know, moral impact that I had on the team.
Well, the moral impact. Yes. Really
the moral impact
down.
Was incredible. So, that's true.
What's true?
But let's talk about the Channel 9 Live.
Channel 9 Live.
And where it is today and where it's going to be when you leave.
Well,
what's going to happen to Channel 9 Live, man?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, Dan and I, we were planning for PDC 09. And the whole genesis of Channel 9 Live was the Channel 9 team, we, just the same way we go to CES, we'd bring our cameras, we'd bring our microphones, we'd bring a bunch of tapes or, you know,
and PDC
cards,
and stuff, yeah.
And PDC and mix, and we'd run around the show floor, and we'd find people, and we'd sit down, we'd do little interviews and that kind of stuff, and we'd create lots of content. And it was great. And that was, you know, that's how we cut our teeth. But I think it was a little bit haphazard, and whilst we could plan some of that, and we knew who would be there and kind of book times, it was a bit random, a little bit random. So we thought, what if we build a stage and people kind of come to us at kind of, you know, certain times? And then we thought about why don't we do that live?
Yeah.
The original idea was a telethon. You know, the Jerry Lee Lewis. Is that it?
No, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. The muscular dystrophy one that he does.
Yeah.
Something like that. We thought a telethon, and then we thought, well, why do people ring in and donate money? And we're like, what charity could we do? And then we're like, don't do the telethon. Let's just do live broadcast.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have you doing your Chicago bit, you know, where you get in the fishnet stockings and your top hat. And
yeah. That would never made it, though.
That didn't work out.
I was stuck in Hollywood back in 09.
But that was PDC 09. And with PDC 09, my first thought, because I'm a huge Conan O'Brien fan, and I've never seen him live, and I've lined up tickets 3 times now. And the closest I got was I got the standby pass, and we went up to whatever the floor is in NBC Tower, and we were in the corridor, and I missed out by like 6 people. Because like they walk in at a point, they just go, "Sorry, you're all going home." And I was 6 from the end of that. So anyway,
you know what the trick to that is? You have to be smiling because they look for people in line who are smiling and laughing.
I also wasn't wearing any clothes.
Oh. So what does the Conan and Brian thing have to do more specifically with Channel 9 Live?
I mean, I like the idea of having a host or an anchor who was very kind of vivacious and very kind of energetic, and was someone that could start and drive the conversation, and then just interesting guests that would come on throughout the day. Maybe a sidekick, maybe an Andy, what's his name, Richter, an Andy Richter style sidekick, or you know, David Letterman to what was the original guy?
I don't remember
with the
name.
Fez. Who was the Tonight Show? Who's the original
Paul
guy?
Paul Schaefer.
Was it Paul Schaefer?
David
Letterman was Andy Richter too. Who was the most famous Tonight Show guy before
Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
It was
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson.
It's
the reruns in Australia. We understand the complexity.
And we thought that would be a really good model. But it was weird because people didn't come and want to watch it. Like, we had that big the big kind of setup at PDC 09. We did it again at
It was
PDC
a little
10.
Intimidating.
Yeah, and people just didn't come and sit down. So we had no studio audience, which was kind of weird. Because we thought people would want to be a part of that and
but
come and see
the
Ray
amazing
Ozzie
part
and Mark
was tons of people would come up right behind the seats and stand around behind the seats.
Yeah, so had those people sat in the seats, it would have been completely full and would have looked fantastic. But everyone kind of stood on the outside. So we changed that model a little bit, and we went to the kind of the whole rounds table, meet the press style thing that people will have seen on the most recent production. So that's kind of what happened, and that was, you know, PDC 09 was the first one, so we're at 2 years?
I think so.
I guess we're kind
2 years
of
Channel 9 Live.
And we've done about 12 at that scale, 12 of these kind of big, large ones, and then we've done a few little ones as well. So what's going to happen? Well, you know, it's up to you guys to take the torch, take the baton, and keep running off into the distance. I think it works, and people like it.
Yeah, I think it absolutely.
People really like the ability to tune in live and ask questions and be a part of that conversation in real time. I think that's really unique, and people love that.
Yep,
it's fun to do. Cool.
Yeah, it's actually good.
It's definitely fun. It's also challenging to anchor. I mean,
it is
because if questions don't come in for whatever reason,
yeah. Because Al's not up. Al fell asleep.
Well, yeah, Al, man.
Al, come on, Al.
Dude, we rely on you to ask questions.
We do. But Al has kept single-handedly several Channel 9 Live segments afloat.
Al, we love you, Al.
Yeah.
Thank you. Keep it up.
Al, do you want to move to Redmond and come work for Channel 9?
Yeah,
I don't know if you have the authority.
Oh,
to
I can do whatever
offer,
I want.
But
yeah, he doesn't actually work on Channel 9 anymore.
There's a spare office in 24. So. You can have it. It's mine. It was mine.
So what's been your favorite thing? What's your favorite interview, your favorite time, your favorite trip?
So, yeah, I mean, I started working for you, Larry, on Channel 10 doing interviews, and that was fun. That was very fun. And God, it's all hazy.
Yeah.
What
there
did
was
we
a
do?
Lot there.
We did a lot of cool trips. Paris was awesome for Imagine Cup.
Yeah.
That was a ton of fun.
Korea, South Korea.
See, I wasn't in Korea. I didn't go there.
You didn't go to Korea.
I've been there many times in my previous job, but I didn't go there with you guys. Who was my favorite interview? I don't know. Bill Gates was, I mean, how do you top Bill Gates?
Yeah, that's...
7 Minutes with Bill Gates is, that should be the title of a book. Anyway, that was pretty cool.
It's always interesting.
And I like to think that I've helped Charles, you know, I helped introduce you to Adobe Premiere.
That's true.
And actually how to edit, you know, videos. Although it hasn't really had any impact on the duration of your interviews.
Absolutely not.
Or the sound quality.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The sound quality of my videos is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that shotgun mic from across the room is really picking it all up.
You know,
man.
The zoom thing on, you know, the camera with the zoom.
Yeah,
zoom?
Yeah.
That doesn't affect the audio. You know that, right? That's just zooming in on the picture. It's not zooming in on who speaks.
Terrible, man.
Yeah,
shaky cam 2000.
There's
no shaky cam.
It's on. I have the biggest tripod of anyone on this team.
That was one of the things. That was one of the things, though, that we talk about when we come up for like April Fool's jokes and stuff as a team. One of the things we were going to do is have you doing an interview, and then, you know, the walls fall away, and it turns out it's a big sound studio, and we've got this machine that shakes the camera. And
awesome.
That's a shaky cam.
And I'm not really behind the camera.
It's actually
an
Epic.
I'm chilling out talking into a microphone somewhere.
It's a red Epic, and we just have, like, all these expensive filters on it to make it look like shit.
We should do that. We should do it. But you also actually helped Channel 9 in terms of the video quality.
Yes, I think I dragged you guys kicking and screaming into the widescreen high definition.
If 16 by 9,
that deserves its own video. Is what went into actually talking people into going from the 4:3 little web videos that we used to do to HD
and trying to convince Dan, bless his cotton socks, that widescreen was a much more modern. Kind of, you know, industry-recognized aspect ratio than 4:3. He was convinced that 4:3... First of all, he was convinced that you could still do high-definition broadcast in 4:3, which you probably technically can.
I mean, I mean, the quality's there. You can do whatever you want.
It'd be like 1440 by 1080 or something. But anyway, mm-hmm. So yes, part of my legacy is dragging Channel 9 kicking and screaming in the 21st century with widescreen and high-definition.
Yeah, good.
How about that?
Now, let me ask you about why do you think... Hotmail is important. I mean, you had to go through the interview loop to get this gig.
I did.
So they must have asked you questions like,
all trivia on Australian rock bands from the 70s.
That was your interview
loop? That was my interview loop, yeah. We talked about the Angels. We talked about Lobby Lloyd.
You know, I interviewed you for the Channel 10 job. Remember that phone call?
Did you?
Yeah, you called me.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the interview loop for you for Channel 10.
Was he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
And you called me from Australia, mate.
Australia.
Yeah.
That's funny, because that's not where I lived at the time. I was in Singapore.
Well, you still had an Australian accent. You sounded far away.
Didn't matter to him.
What did you ask me in your interview? I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No. I know Jeff did, because Jeff was in a hotel in India, and we were on the phone. and whilst we were on the phone doing the interview, room service arrived, and he was like, oh, room service here, excuse me. And I hear the door open, and the cart comes in, and... take top off and he's eating his food. And at one point, he spills food everywhere. And I just remember him kind of going, spill food. Anyway.
Right on.
So I remember that. I don't remember you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you called my office.
All right, what did we talk about?
And I was in my office. I was writing code at the time.
You? No.
Yes.
What? No, you weren't.
Yes.
You were writing code?
Yes, I was.
He did that at one point.
At one point in my life, I used to do that full time.
All right.
You called, and I got an email that you're going to be on this loop.
Uh-huh.
Nick's going to want to bring him into Channel 10,
yep.
Blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right. And we had a conversation. The questions I asked you were more along the lines of, you know, what are you going to do for Channel 10? Why do you want this job?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Channel 10 could get better?
Yep.
You gave me this whole spiel.
I said more Australians. It's
you said, yeah, number one, I don't like the fact that you're only Americans. But actually, what you had said
did I
was...
say that?
No.
Oh.
What you had said was...
that's actually probably what I was thinking.
No. What you were thinking was that Channel 10 could be better than it was, and you wanted to come in. It's the same BS kind of line that you gave
that
to
hurts.
The Hotmail interviewers.
Yes.
So I'm sure when you were in these Hotmail interviews, you were like, look, I'll be honest with you. You know, Hotmail isn't that great, and I think I could come in and change that, make it better.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how you would have done it?
Totally, man.
Yeah,
that's why
he's
here on Channel 9.
Shoe off on the table.
But seriously, my first introduction to you. I had never met you before. I heard your voice before.
Well, we didn't even, like when I joined and was working for Larry on Channel 10, like we didn't really interact at all for most of the Channel 10
because
stuff.
The Channel, it was interesting because the Channel 10 team was way on the other side. And then there was Channel 9 at that point was me and Jeff was way over in his office.
Yeah.
Did we have Rory at that point?
So Rory was on board as I joined, but he left very soon after. So I think Rory and I overlapped by maybe a few months.
So what did you say to him? What did you do to him that made him leave so quickly?
It was me crashing your Segway into at a million miles an
that.
Hour.
Yeah, you went through 18. A wall and left a part of the wall gone.
Whilst like some STB group was having their Christmas party. And
so you know what? Channel 10 had a noble kind of cause, a noble idea behind
Save
it.
Save the whales?
What happened?
What happened? We're here on Channel 9, if you haven't noticed. Some of the Channel 10 content
there was
is
some,
now
there was some
ingrained
point.
In Channel 9.
That's
so.
Right.
We merged the DNA. The Channel 9 DNA was dominant, but we still have a gene here and there.
We do.
Channel 10 there. There's two left. There's two Channel 10 flag flyers left.
Are there?
Laura and I.
Two
That's
L's.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
So
Rocket and Thug.
Rocket and Thug.
There's so many nicknames on this team.
Yeah, we like that. That's a sign of a good team.
You know
what? Are
Laura,
you going to get nicknames on your new team?
Sure.
You think so?
Okay.
All right.
I never asked Laura why she's thug. I don't get it. Like, did she beat someone up accidentally once? Or?
Take a look at Laura. What, are you kidding me?
It goes back a long way.
Yes, I'm sure it
so
does.
So she got that nickname long before she came to Microsoft.
When she was like a...
Like a G4
a stand-over
or something.
Man for, you know...
Yeah, Laura's a badass, man. You know that. You could say she still has a little bit of that in her when
she can
younger.
Take a punch, too. Not only can she throw a punch, take a punch.
When I saw her through a Safeway cart through a plate glass window. Just smashed it.
I remember that.
No,
he didn't see that.
No, it's not real.
So, I mean...
We're almost 20 minutes, Charles.
So what?
Do you want to keep going? Or
yeah, I do. So why don't you move back to Australia?
Why? I'm actually not allowed in.
Really? Why?
Yes.
So now your wife,
I stole
of course,
a handkerchief and a silver spoon, and they deported me.
Dude.
You know it took like 8 months on a friggin' wooden boat to get here from Australia? It's that we really need to invent aeroplanes.
Yeah, that would be nice, man.
Yeah.
So back on Earth... your next job, you've always sort of had a goal of being a product marketing, product manager kind of guy, huh? So why are you making this move?
I wouldn't say that. I worked in Xbox for almost 6 years before this,
mm-hmm.
and I really liked being a part of the Xbox world because we had products, and we actually shipped products, like mm-hmm. consoles and games and peripherals and mm-hmm. online services. So I liked being a part of that world and having the ability to help shape, if not the product itself, at least the way that it launches and the perception of it in the marketplace.
Cool.
Channel 9 was very different. Channel 10, Channel 9 was very different for that because we don't have a product. But we are, well, we kind of do. We do have a product.
Product is knowledge, brother.
No, you are right. We do have a product. We have a brand.
We have a brand.
Which is the more important element. I think the Channel 9 brand that we are all custodians of and that we help to... create and we hope to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being part of Channel 9 is kind of really helped me look at the way that the rest of the company markets products and brands, especially to technical people and mm-hmm. people that are kind of influential, whether they be media or you know just very vocal kind of in the social community space.
So from a technical perspective, for Hotmail, I mean, it's a obviously, there's lots of servers. You worry about uptime, I mean, redundancy, data backup, blah, blah, blah,
uh-huh.
services. That, you know, definitely is where the company seems to be going and the industry seems to be going to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example of, you know, an interesting story.
And you know what? These are great questions. And I think once I've you know, worked out what my new role is and got a bit of a better sense of what I'm going to be doing, I should probably come back and tell you guys what my new job is, and we can talk about that stuff. Because at the moment, like, I start, it's now Thursday.
But, I mean, this is a Channel 9 exit interview. Yeah. It's going to be, it's this sort of similar to you, the interviews that you've had. I mean, Larry hasn't even pulled out the hard questions yet.
All right, Larry, give me one.
What was the, give me the most bizarre question you've gotten in a Microsoft interview. Do you get any wire manhole covers around? Any of those?
Salt. I was asked about salt. Like, how would you, how do you, something about salt, how do you make salt interesting or something?
How do you make salt interesting?
Yeah, I can't remember what I said, but there was...
Give somebody a steak that has not no salt on it, go taste that. Now taste it with salt. Mmm.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. That was actually a real... So this is what they ask marketing people?
I think so. I don't know. Maybe I read that.
And
I don't know.
How did you make salt interesting?
Yeah, how did you make it interesting?
I'm interested in this.
I don't know. I think I might have talked about that salt as a product, kind of a little boring, mm-hmm. but the way that you get salt out of the ground, like the technology behind that, like, yeah. you know, how do you go and find veins of salt and then turn that into a mine, and then how do you build a mining tool?
How do you make them all square?
Just, yes, yeah, exactly, so that the horses will eat them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, I mean, how do you, so when you think about mines, what do you think of? You think of, like, coal and maybe gold and diamonds, sure. but you think of dirty, like, really dirty, grotty underground stuff. Yeah. But salt goes in your body, you have to eat it. Yeah. So how do you create a mine where you're going into the earth to pull out a mineral to then process it to make it sterile for human consumption? That's really weird, right?
You can't wash it because it falls apart.
Well, I think you can wash it, but that's the question. And then the other thing about salt, like...
Well, they get it in really big chunks. But then you can
also... Not always. No. That's not...
What about sea salt? Sea salt, you don't need to dig for anything.
They get out of the sea.
Exactly.
That's a different kind of process.
And it's a better kind of flavor.
But did you read about this? So I think it's in Spain. Spain has just either they've commissioned or they've just opened the world's first 24-hour solar power plant. And so it's this massive, I'll explain it, massive array of solar panels that are kind of in this big 360-degree ring, and they capture all the sun's rays. But then what they do is they feed all the, I think it's the excess heat. The excess heat gets fed through like copper pipes or something into a giant vat of boiling hot liquid salt. And the boiling hot liquid salt is able to keep that temperature overnight for that 12-hour period with no sun. And then I think they use that to actually convert that heat energy into electricity during the night. So it's 24 hours, they capture the sun during the day, and then at night, that latent heat heats up the salt. So that's kind of really interesting. I never knew that. You could actually liquefy salt and use it to store heat. And then when you combine that with a solar panel, you have 24-hour solar power. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. Now, you're saying that the salt stores the heat?
I believe so, yeah.
Interesting.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know the chemistry behind
that's
it.
That's fine.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's,
see, I mean, there you go. So I think the point was, you know,
the point is you can do more with salt than eat it.
Something like that. Yeah, okay. Something along those lines.
And then you combine salt with Hotmail, and you get pepper.
I don't know what that means.
So keep on asking him questions.
All right, so I don't know how to recover from that one, but what would you say is one of the most interesting things about the team here that people just wouldn't know from watching our videos?
Every time Charles shoots a video, he watches it from start to finish.
No, I do not.
At his desk, and he cracks up laughing.
That is true.
That's not true. Now, I will grant you this.
And while he's playing an imaginary Rubik's Cube.
No. There are some interviews that I do play back and laugh because, you know, for example, I'll watch some of the videos that I do with Eric Meyer, for example, which are 100% off the cuff. We never stop and start. And, you know, I'll laugh at some of it because a lot of it's really funny. So I usually don't ever watch the stuff that I do, actually. And when I do,
you hear a lot of it coming out of your office. It's like a loop.
See, now you guys are, you're fibbing. They're fibbing. Because that's not true.
Hey, Al, come on to campus and we'll give you a tour and you can watch Charles do this.
You can verify.
We need an impartial third party.
So how should we, like, so now that you're leaving,
yep.
you're going to give Channel 9 Live in terms of the infrastructure to Lightbulb. Pass it on.
I have the torch. That is taking the conch.
It's the conch.
That's the conch, man.
It's Channel 9 Live conch.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No one outside of America will have any idea what that word means, but anyway. But I actually do hope to still be around on Channel 9. Hopefully,
I hope so, man.
I'd love to come and campus tours. Campus tours. We, you know, Larry and I started the campus tour.
Yes.
Tina, Larry and I did campus tours. I think people kind of really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'd love to do in my new job, but I can't guarantee it, because I mean, I literally don't
know what you're going to do.
Know what I'm doing.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 40,000 foot view, but
sure.
I would love to be able to try and show some behind the scenes at Hotmail. Think about it, the world's largest webmail service in the world. Like, mm-hmm. the infrastructure required to do that is just, I can't even begin to think about it. Like,
sure.
just the power that you need to consume 24 hours a day to run all of those services is kind of insane. So I'd love to look at doing some more campus tours around Hotmail.
You can clue us into the players, too. That's always one of the most interesting things as we talk to the people who, you know, here's the guy who came up with this button that does something really cool. And those are always
That'll be me.
Really interesting. I'm going to claim
all the buttons.
Nice.
All the buttons will be me. Yeah, so I hope to be around. Hope to be around with you guys.
Good.
Hopefully it's not entirely the end.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, as long as you have interesting things to share about Hotmail, then Channel 9's the right place to do it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Right on, man.
Well,
thanks
great.
For your great service,
Thank Channel you, Charles. 9. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
I'll miss you guys.
Yeah.
Will you miss me?
I don't know. I won't miss the accent.
Really? Why don't you like the Australian accent?
Because I like the New Zealand accent better, man.
But it's like, not that different. That's actually very similar.
It is.
It does.
It is excellent.
No. What
that was
that?
Indian. That was Indian.
That was not Indian.
That was Indian plus Jamaican.
Oh my God!
I will say this: some of the worst fake accents in
come
the world
come from this guy,
or no. from this team.
Oh, this.
This team has no game when it comes to fake accents.
Really?
Yeah, Dan's terrible. You're bloody. Would you like to look at me drawings?
Would you like to look at me drawings?
So first of all, Mike Myers is Canadian.
Yeah.
And that's a British accent that he's trying to do.
But the thing is, we don't distinguish between British and Australian or New Zealand, really. It's all basically
travesty.
Just the same accent.
Travesty.
Different flavors of the same accent.
Excellent, man. All right, well, cheers. And we will see you around. Thank you very much for all you've done for Channel 9. And we'll see you soon. And Hotmail's lucky to get you.
Thanks,
Nick,
man.
I'm going to let you stop the recording.
Oh, can I?
You can do it.
Really? Any final things? What should I say?
Say something nice to the Niners, man.
Thank you, Niners. Thank you for everyone being a part of Channel 9 Live and saying nice things and asking questions and being a part of the community and not telling me to go home to Australia like this guy does every second Thursday.
Cool. See you.
Bye! That's how it goes. Millions of people living exposed. Maybe it's not too late to learn enough to get out of pain. Mental blood.